Blog Talk Radio.
Let's get it. Nice like this, I'm a knight like this. Sword in my hand, I fight like this. And I'm more than a man, I'm a god. Bitch, touche, on guard. Two-play trap and a two-kiss pop out of that tank top and bra. And when I say do, 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 bitch, that BK does.
She wants some more of this, I give her more of this. I owe her this. In fact, I know she missed the way I flow it. This, I'm focused. I know my Houston partners drop a phone. This is focused. I'm slowing down, down.
Ooh. All right, let me blow this bitch. I'm famous, I'm playing with some you. Cash in the Ferrari, hang, get my penthouse. Skyline, the clearest project, your options. Poppin' out, you look the weirdest. Pop my top on the 105, head with no power steering. Ah,
oh, oh, luxury. Chitty, ching, ching, could buy anything. Got that, oh, oh, color green. 3 degrees low, make it hot for me. Drop that, oh, oh, oh. Damn, yeah, we can shoot stop this. Yeah, yeah, with the shit, ayy, hey, oh, oh.
And your host, Michael Garvey.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us. Thank you for joining us today.
I mean, normally when I don't set up the topics and stuff for the show, it's because of laziness, but I bricked my fucking laptop, so I couldn't even do that shit.
Really?
I bricked my laptop. I bricked it.
How do you do something?
Turned it into a brick. I dropped the shit, and the hard drive is making weird noises and won't log in.
You sure you didn't sell it for a blowjob?
What?
You sure you didn't sell it for a blowjob?
Right. I don't think my name is Michael, but my last name is not Chalela. So
get my dad out of this.
No,
for the computer.
Christy Peterson, how are you doing today? How's everything
I'm
today?
Fine.
How's our reporter in the field, Christy Peterson?
Reporter in the field.
If you call that in the field, I'm at a Big Lots. I'm looking at a jersey for a puzzle and wondering why it's $5.
Oh, my God.
Christy
why
Peterson
that
in
much?
The Questionable Intelligence Report Chopper, Eye in the Sky.
You can get you
woman
a 300-piece puzzle for the Jersey Shore kids.
Woman on the scene at the Big Lots. What are you doing at the Big Lots, Christy Peterson? And how did you fit the Questionable Intelligence Report
right
Chopper
on the
in
of America
a Big Lots?
Checking out Jersey Shore puzzle.
Great. It's either that or the Ninja Turtle one.
Christy Peterson, how many of your multitude of children do you have with you today in the Big Lots?
I have 50.
So the whole staff is
Chris, so the Peterson family has descended upon the Big Lots in force. Is this a military exercise?
They have come out en masse.
And claim it for Russia. It's now part of Russia.
Have you annexed the Big Lots to Petersonville?
Yes.
New Peterson.
The Battle of Big Lots.
So I guess we should probably talk about Mr. Putin and what's going on with the whole thing. So
Rasputin?
We all know that
yes.
Wait, what?
Rasputin?
So Mr. Putin His government sent troops into Crimea, I believe it's pronounced Crimea. Am I correct in that pronouncement, or is it Crimea?
I like to call it Crimea, yeah.
Yes.
Crimea.
Yeah.
Crimea.
Crime, y'all.
Which is also what I call Mount Vernon. I call it Crimea.
Crimeville.
Crimea River.
Oh.
Well, there you go. I like
most
that
people,
one.
Wow. You know, I started off the show with a white voice, but you guys are really taking it to another level.
You gotta follow your lead, buddy.
Yeah, you started it.
Jesus. Yeah, I know, but you guys are topping me here. I was just doing the like that was a joke. I think you guys are serious. I think you guys are coming from a place of genuine white corn.
No.
I'm there, dude.
Genetically modified corn is where you guys are coming from.
Right, son.
So Putin went a Putin his troops into Russia, into Crimea,
right.
And apparently so I'm guessing, and I don't know too much about this, so maybe one of my more educated colleagues can fill me in here, but I guess Crimea was a part of the Ukraine.
Yes.
Well, technically still is. But it used to be part of Russia back in the day, I believe.
Well, technically
Russia
it's not because they just, Russia literally just annexed it. So it's no longer a part of the Ukraine.
Right. And they've self-voted to be part of Russia.
Well, that's the thing.
Election.
Russia went into Crimea and was like, okay, we want you. And then Crimea was like, yeah, we want you too. Like, mm-hmm. Let's do this shit.
And let's get it on.
No.
Whatever Russian version.
He orchestrated elections. He had no way of voting no for. You know what I'm saying?
I thought that when they had the election, like it couldn't. I figured it couldn't have been entirely a legit election, but at the same time. Like, the percentage of people in Crimea that voted, according to the polls, that voted to become part of Russia was, like, 98%.
Let's see.
So,
but,
I mean, it's
well, 98% of 85% that voted. Yeah, majority definitely.
Yeah, but that is, I mean, even 85% is a pretty big turnout, especially
yes,
in a place
sir.
Like Crimea.
See what I'm saying? The mountains of Crimea.
Yeah. Right. The mountainous, the regions of Crimea.
So they
which,
got all
I believe Christie's last battalion is moving over as we speak.
Let's see.
Yeah. We're going to annex it back. And we're going to call it
so is the Peterson Army. I mean, you guys are well trained. You guys are like the Mandalorians of of the world. Is that true?
Man,
So Putin wanted Crimea, and Crimea's like, yeah, we kind of want you too. So I'm thinking that Crimea's kind of got to be a shitty place if they want to join a place like Russia. If they're like, wow, this place is so bad, like, we want... Because Russia's not a great place. Like, it's barely... If it is a first-world country, it's barely a first-world country.
Yeah, it's really lost its luster lately.
Yeah.
It's a first-world country because Vladdy said so.
Russia's always had, like, pockets of westernized civilization surrounded by rape and horror. That's always been Russia.
Knives and thieves and gypsies.
Like, they're literally entire cities of, like, lawless murder in Russia. There's also cities that aren't listed on any maps because they're, like, secret government experimental installations, but they're also cities. Like, Russia's a fucking crazy place.
Sounds like my type of town.
Well, I mean, like, we have Detroit, which is, like, so horrible, and then you go to the suburbs, which is less horrible, and then you go even further out, and it's, like, you know, regular Americana. You know, like, we have shit like that, but, like, Russia, you can take a train from a place where there's, like, subways and people outside smoking cigarettes and eating at cafes to a place where, like, people, like, the sky... And all of the buildings are entirely gray, including the people. Like, people have turned gray.
Right.
You know, like, half of the town is sharing a potato for dinner.
I don't know. It's kind of how I feel in our show right now. Maybe it's not that much worse.
You know what? I always thought there was a lot of similarities between Russia's redundant communism. Repetitious. Kind of bleak communism with repetitious McDonald's everywhere. You get rid of shitter in a fast food restaurant. They use the same one ply toilet paper they use in Russia. How much better are we off?
We're not. I mean, well, that's part of corporate culture is the reduction of luxury. You know, like they want corporations want to sell you a product that's made as cheaply as possible and does as little as possible for you according to how much you pay. You know, like Apple wants to sell you a product that, you know, advertises all these things, but don't expect it to do anything more than advertise. Like, that's, they want to try to get your money for as little effort as possible.
Surely.
You know, so like McDonald's, for example, it's maybe required that they have toilet paper.
Right.
If you're lucky.
But it's not required that it has to be, you know, comfortable toilet paper or that your fingers don't poke through it before you even get it to your asshole.
Well, I was going to say, as far as like Apple and electronic companies and car companies, they basically make something that's good enough to get you by, knowing full well that it'll break down at some point and you're going to need to go back there to get, you know, another part or another.
Definitely.
That's why Toyota's in so much trouble right now, because they, you know, they chose profits over people with those cars that had the issues with acceleration, and they're getting sued now.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's because they thought, oh, okay, well, it's cheaper not to say anything, when actually it's cost them more money in the long run because they chose people, or, you know, profits over people, really. You know.
Well, about 10 years ago, Toyota was the – everybody remembers how Toyota and Honda were the most reliable used cars. Like, if you wanted to get yourself a used car, you went with a Toyota or a Honda. Honda is still considered the best, but Toyota – like, even used Toyota cars are shit now. Toyota has dropped completely in the levels of of quality. Like, it's, I know people who have Toyotas from the early to mid-90s that are mm-hmm. garbage. Like, they have just as many problems with them as you would do buying a fucking, a used, you know, like a used Lincoln Town Car or something.
Ford Escort. Well,
exactly.
They are essentially American cars now. They've been built here for years now, so there you go.
Hondas are still the shit, though. Hondas are still the shit. Like, I know people who have used Hondas that don't have many complaints.
I'd fuck a Honda, yeah, absolutely.
Are we talking about like a car or like Piston Honda from Mike Tyson's Punch Out?
Or E Honda from Street Fighter.
Exactly.
E Honda has the fatter ass, so I'll go with that.
That's your
back that ass up.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure E Honda is all ass. Like, that's just one, he's just one giant flying buttock.
And a big giant slapping arm, you know how he always has that slap move.
Yes.
Yeah, to jump over him.
One of the things that I encountered just in my normal Facebook travels is someone who was essentially blaming the Russia problem on Obama.
Based on what?
Well, we should never, according to him, we should never have opened our mouths about Russia because it's an empty threat. And because we're not going to follow through in any way, we're going to look weak. Now, the fucked up thing about that is that superficially, like, just because Putin and his cronies are talking shit and saying, oh, you know, what's America going to do? We could nuke them back to the Stone Age. They're saying that, but, like, anybody who's globally aware in any way knows that Russia has not been a superpower for years. Like, they're mm-hmm. They're not a financial threat to us like China is. You know, China is what we have to worry about economically.
Sure.
You know, China owns a large part of our debt. They're still a growing economy. They've managed to get their population under control.
Mm-hmm.
I can never buy underwear my size. Always for large people.
That's under control?
What?
China?
China.
Well, yeah, you know how China's gotten their fucking population under control. They export females.
Yeah, drowning women, babies.
Terrible. I was watching something on a show called Vice, which is an excellent show.
Yes.
So in China, the epidemic of missing women is so horrible that men have to, like, advertise on billboards as if he can afford it for a wife. You have to go, like, there's a square where you, like, put pictures of yourself, you know, and you're, like, your family's wealth and what they did. They have, like, talent shows for guys, and you got to get up on stage and dance with each other like other dudes to show off your moves.
Oh, no.
And then try
to
sing,
you know. That
sounds
like the perfect show for you, Louie.
Can I sign up for this instead of the bleaching?
No.
Oh,
the bleaching is for you. That's you, mm-hmm. all you.
Well, I mean, let's face it, you know, trying to limit the number of females in your country for whatever reason is an incredibly short-sighted method of population control. Like, incredible. Not to mention the human rights aspects, but, you know, like, of course that's going to happen.
50 million extra men. 50 million extra men in China right now of age, of marrying age.
There's going to be a lot of forced homosexuality out there. I'm in. I'm moving to China.
China. Besides that, I saw another thing on Vice, another episode. Have you guys heard of the 11 ghost cities in China? That were
ghost cities?
Yeah. They're a new construction, like, in 11 different cities that are, like, brand new construction buildings that mostly aren't done, but some of them are, and they're almost completely empty, if not empty, and if it is, it's one or two dudes living in the, and they're just like I would say like 100 new buildings in a city that are.
That
just
sounds
empty.
Like that sounds a lot like Florida, actually. All kidding aside.
It does.
No, like when the real estate market dropped, like there were tons of subdivisions mid-build, you know, houses that have already been built in subdivisions by companies to kind of, you know, like a lot of these are model homes that they show off and you know, they're like half furnished and shit. And then they secure enough funding to start construction on other houses. And then, of course, the market dropped and there's all these finished houses that nobody's buying in empty areas where like one or two families have moved in.
My mom lives in one of those. Like there's like a whole block and there's just like one family on one block, you know, and the rest is just houses just waiting for people to live in them.
Awesome. I can film a zombie shit there. It's awesome.
But
so, yeah,
kind of
I mean,
nice.
The high-rise buildings, they're like, you know, 40, 50 story tall.
But are they building these cities like in anticipation of more people in the population, or are they just building them for the fuck of it?
No, well, it's kind of a way for them to jack up their GDP and their numbers to show the world that they're doing better than they actually are. And their philosophy was that you build it, they will come, instead of,
right.
You know, oh, there's a housing need in Beijing, let's build more houses there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, let's bring people to this remote fucking city. You know, we'll build a bunch of shit and they'll come over here, even though there's nothing here, you know, there's no jobs and shit. It's
right.
It's insane. Really,
well,
it's just like
that's
a transfer
surprising
as well.
Considering, have you seen, like, some of the, like, if you watch some of these futuristic sci-fi, like, animes or even some of the futuristic sci-fi movies, like I think the new Total Recall had something like this in it, where they started to run out of ground space for people, so they start building, like, horizontally on buildings, and like, there's, you know, like, they just add pods onto the side of giant apartment complexes until there's this weird, almost Lego block looking amalgam of apartments and buildings in these areas.
Huh.
And that's like China actually has places like that already. I think Japan might too in some of the core areas, but
they do. They
but
have
I know China does.
Tall high rises. Build all
so that they do have the population
have
for it, but I mean in a country that poor, you're not going to have people who are going to be able to afford brand new apartments regularly.
Right.
Yeah. And a lot of it is land that were farms before that, you know, their version of eminent domain and kick them off the land, and these people are eating shit in some fucking favela, basically. Poorer than they used to be because they don't even have the land anymore.
Right.
China doesn't seem like, obviously, we have a bit more when it comes to human rights and shit than China does. We've got our shit together in a bit of a better way than China does in that regard, but they've still managed to start growing economically, you know? I mean, people are still investing heavily in China, and for some reason China's investing heavily in us, so they're still a pretty big threat to us economically. But none of that explains to me how Obama is responsible for this, for Ukraine.
Right.
I mean, we haven't entered Crimea or Russia. We haven't gone there yet. That's not, as far as I know, that's not in the in the cards. I don't think anybody's talking about that.
Well, I think it's because Obama's black, so.
there's a lot of truth to that.
A lot. Yes.
So
they deny it vehemently. Oh, it's not about race. But, yes.
I mean, it could, you know, I don't remember enough about the Clinton years to remember, you know, before Monica Lewinsky, I feel like the anti-Clinton vitriol wasn't as nasty and mean. I mean, once once, you know, the thing with Lewinsky happened, of course, everybody, you know, all the morally superior fucking Republicans came out of the closet and, oh, you know, what a scumbag fucker, you know, putting his dick in a fat intern. Oh, please. Please.
Right. Well, you know, Republicans say it's a double standard. Like, we're ready to nail a Republican to the cross, but a Democrat gets a pass. I don't think that's entirely true at all.
No.
You know,
I mean, the amount of coverage that that stupid fucking Lewinsky thing had, that was, it was obnoxious. Much like the coverage of this fucking missing flight that they update every hour with news that's not news.
I must admit, I'm curious, though. What the fuck happened to that plane? I'm sure it blew up over the ocean and is done.
It had to, because, I mean, like, a lot of people are speculating, oh, it was stolen for terrorist purposes, but that, like, that would be really hard to pull off. Not only the disappearance of it, because most terrorists that are smart enough to pull off a big caper like that, like when they did with 9/11, they use the plane immediately, like, because they know they can't just make it disappear and do things to it and then put it back in the sky with nobody seeing it. You know, like,
right.
it's not really possible to do that.
I blame it on aliens. When I can't explain things, I blame it on aliens. Like, what happened to the money in our bank account? I don't know. Aliens.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I flew into
well, I mean, you guys saw the thing about Courtney Love saying she found the plane, right?
Oh, Jesus, yeah.
What did she say? I did not see this.
Well, she didn't say she found it, I should say. I'll be fair to Courtney Love, which is the first time anybody's doing that. But there's this website where you can view satellite images of just about everything, and she looked at a picture of the ocean, and she saw what appeared to be an oil slick and what, according to her, looks like a plane beneath the ocean. and it's obviously a bit far-fetched, especially for somebody like Courtney Love to see that. But how awesome would it be if she was right?
If she was right.
that would be
kind of hilarious.
She gets vindication.
Like, her whole existence would have purpose again. Like, we would think differently of Courtney Love after that.
Wait, again, as in before?
Yeah, for the first time, really. I will say, though, she's got a couple of good songs. Whatever that second album was, that was big.
You know, me and her had the same birthday. Also, share it with us.
Really? That explains a lot.
OJ Simpson, me and Courtney Love.
They also have the same drug history, believe it or not.
Explains a lot.
I do like to have the blue.
Same stripper history as well?
Was she a stripper at some point?
Courtney Love, yeah. Christy, yeah.
Oh, God. She was actually... The thing that scares me about that is not that Courtney Love was a stripper, because, I mean, if you've ever been to a whole concert, you can see that very easily.
She could have pulled out back in the day, yeah.
Yeah, but when Courtney Love was young, like, she was even more horrendous than she is now. Like, she was, like, she was Nancy Spungen ugly. Like, she was horrible.
Yeah, she was gross. She was
like,
a gross woman.
She went from being absolutely horrible to being serviceable due to, like, plastic surgery and shit like that. And now she's just, like, she's just washed up and used up and weathered.
Yeah, she's cracked up. Yeah.
Like, I have literally seen crack whores that are in better shape than her.
She fucked up her face, son. She was all right, too. She went to a certain level and was like, all right, Courtney Love, she knew what to do. I guess she always knew she was an idiot with a stupid face. And then
she Love was a super. If she was a superstore, what would she be? Kmart?
Superstore?
Courtney Love wouldn't be a superstore. It's just
she would be Caldors. Caldors. Alexander's, back in the day.
She would be Woolworths.
Out of business.
No, Woolworths is too much of a class act for her.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Even though you're right.
Time,
but
she's Waffle House.
Yeah, I like Caldors.
Caldor, son. Caldor.
No, even Waffle House is too good for Courtney Love because they have more than one place.
Yeah.
Like, they're well known.
Right.
National Wholesale Liquidators.
Filing.
No, because people fight over things at Filene's. Nobody's fighting over Courtney Love's vagina, trust me. Other than to maybe get away from it.
They're fighting to get out of it, yeah.
Clawing your way out of it.
But
the other day I saw a trailer that said Nobody Beats the Wiz. You remember that fucking place?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
The Wiz. I don't know if... Chrissy, if there was the Wiz down there, but it was an electronic store.
Yeah, there was the one.
Chrissy, are you familiar with Crazy Eddie? Chrissy, did you?
No,
were you
exposed
to
Crazy
Eddie?
Ohio. No Crazy Eddie.
No Crazy Eddie. Yeah, with another guy.
His prices were insane. Though. His prices were insane.
Then he throw money at the TV.
However, there was Fast Freddy.
No, Crazy Eddie was, I guess he was a New York thing.
Yeah.
I think it was.
New York, New Jersey.
He was one of these local businessmen that put enough money, he put a decent amount of money into his advertising, and he was always in them, and he had his catchphrase. But I guess once he got old enough, like, they just stopped. I don't remember the last time I saw Crazy Eddie.
He went to jail for something.
Yeah, he went to jail for
for
fraud or some shit.
Yeah, wasn't like
really?
Tax evasion or fraud or something. Yeah, something crazy.
Definitely.
Crazy Eddie was truly crazy.
Yeah, he was fucking
crazy. And he was not kidding. It was not false advertising.
His prices are so low, it was unbelievable. It caused a fraud.
Well, he had a legitimate defense, though. Like, I'm sure when he fucked over somebody, they were like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And he's like, I'm crazy.
Yeah.
I'm Crazy Eddie.
Crazy Eddie.
That would have been
hilarious.
Like,
you didn't know ahead of time.
Right. It would have been hilarious looking at his commercials. He's like, well, our prices are so low because I'm not paying taxes.
Because I'm crazy.
See, I'm crazy.
Well, I mean, so we have back to the original topic. So this guy's argument on Facebook was that we're going to be seen as weak because Obama opened his mouth and warned Putin, except that that's kind of always been our role, especially in the UN. I mean, even outside of the UN, which is why the South Park guys made Team America World Police. Like, that's what we do. Why is that a surprise to somebody?
I don't remember like any like implicit threat, like we are going to go in there like right now. I think it was kind of like get your shit together warning, not like imminent action warning.
No, it was just, that's all it was, is a warning, and that's kind of the point
right.
I made. It's like, it was a warning. Like, isn't that better than military action? Like, and who do we have to worry about looking weak to?
Right.
Anybody who knows fucking anything knows that, A, we're not weak, and B, like, I mean, Russia sucked for years. Like, there's not, like, who... Are we comparing ourselves? Like, just because Russia is talking shit doesn't mean anything.
Right.
We would be fine to let them keep talking shit. We'd be all right. You know, we wouldn't.
Yeah,
have
it's really not going to hurt us or our business prospects to let them talk shit.
Although we don't go down like that because we're America, damn it.
I know. I would be surprised if we didn't do anything. I mean, that's. I mean, to me, I don't know. I apparently think differently, but to me, that kind of barbaric, bullshit. We need to fuck everybody up in the world. Like, that to me is a weak mentality because it's not well thought out.
It's a bully mentality, and a bully mentality is a position of weakness. I think. Seriously. But nobody cares what I think because I'm a woman.
And you're black. Never forget.
Yeah, that's right. All right. I can't help that. You know, I can't help but remind it every time I leave out the house. Like, oh, right.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. I'm arrested again. Again.
Is that part of black? I mean, I knew it was bad, but I didn't know it was so bad that, you know, whenever black people leave the house, like, there's a cop watching them.
Well,
a bunch of press wanting to ask questions.
Depends on where you live. You know, if I lived in a predominantly black area, like maybe Atlanta, it wouldn't happen so much. But, like, say, for instance, you know, living in, I don't know, suburbs of Florida. Like, what are you doing here? I live here? What the hell you do?
Right.
Is that Northern Florida? Technically,
yeah, I think you are in Northern Florida, right? Or you were, I should say.
Yes, Northern Florida.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, that's it. Go on.
I was going to say, do you think the government only spies on black people's webcams?
I'm sure it's a lot more interesting.
Well, they must, because they didn't see Snowden coming. Like, if Snowden was a black guy, like, they'd have figured his shit out way before he ever left the U.S.
They would have been on him. He wouldn't even left the building with the thumb drive or whatever he had.
Well, all you really have to do to understand how deep the racism is in this country, and it's still there very, very much, is to watch the news of missing child reports.
Yeah.
Like,
mm-hmm.
You'll see,
oh, yeah,
I mean, if you see milk cartons, there's kids of all colors on there, you know, and especially in our area, it's usually a black kid or a Hispanic kid. But you watch the news, you know, if a white guy, nobody cares if a white guy leaves the house, but there's press coverage every time a black person leaves the house. However, if a black kid goes missing, that's not fucking news. You get a little fucking toe-headed, blue-eyed fucking white kid from the suburbs going missing, and it's a field day.
Well, I remember, like, even when the Elizabeth Smart thing happened, how it got, like, national coverage, like, a day later, and it was, like people were acting like she was the only missing child in America. It was like, dude, you know, we want to find her, but, like, she's one of, like, millions.
Nah.
Like, this isn't, like, an isolated incident that the child goes missing.
Right?
No,
I mean, just remember the Atlanta child murders back in, you know, the day where we had our first black serial killer, there was like,
right, yeah, I remember.
It was like a black kid missing like every week, and
it was insane. It was a black boy all the time, and they couldn't have killed
Wayne
him.
Williams. Yes, Wayne Williams. Thank you. Thank
Some
you,
random person just stole down the street.
Yeah. Just random white
that's,
lady.
That's how
Christy
rolls,
man. You know, she's like, Wayne Williams, thank you. Thank you, random white woman.
Well,
right.
White woman knew that? Of course they knew that. They knew the of course, see, I don't remember the name of the black serial killer, but I know white people do. That's for damn sure.
Yes. She schooled me on it real quick. She was like, Wayne Williams. I'm like, oh, thank you. Thank you,
Wayne. She's like, Wayne Williams, we've got their family under surveillance. Anybody named Williams for the next 75 years?
That actually is surprising,
though,
considering the government's and the cops are usually on them. I'm surprised they actually got to kill, like, one random person. I'm surprised that slipped through the fingers.
You know, they had a recent interview with him. He still denies it. He still says he's innocent and that the government needed someone to put it on him or whatever.
And yet it's
I'd have to look into that. I wonder how much is true. But To be fair, that is the standard defense for any black person who's arrested.
Well, it works. Not. It does not. It doesn't matter if
that is the standard defense. Oh, it's the government needs. I mean, your grandpa. If your grandpa were ever arrested, like, it would be the government's fault. Even if he was caught red-handed, like snorting coke out of a dead boy's asshole.
Believe it or not, my grandpa used to be a cop. He used to be. And he has crazy conspiracy theories. Like, you know, the government is watching all of us. Every time we turn on Fox News, they know when black people are watching Fox News. That's why he keeps an eye on it. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, what? So they know when you hit the
He's probably right about that, though, just because black people are not exactly Fox's targeted demographic.
He's like, that's his tip-off to, you know, government activities is turning it on to Fox News, because they don't expect us to watch it, you know. So.
Yeah.
I told you about the deodorant making black men gay. Like Don King, he keeps his hair like that because, you know, if you keep your hair up and out, there's some things that we can attract and we're closer to God that way. I'm like, what? I don't know. He says that Don King's like the smartest man in the world.
Oh, boy.
Was it on the show that we were talking about how Don King is a murderer twice over? Like he's killed two people?
Yeah, he's a murderer.
I guess that makes him smart because he's gotten away with it.
Well, he didn't get away with it. He was tried and convicted on both counts, I believe. He just didn't do a shitload of jail time.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
Don King.
Oh.
Guy's crazy.
Yeah.
That reminds me. Louie and I were at an open mic night, and I don't think I had any real material, maybe ever. But it was like the end of the night. We had gone on last. Like there was really nobody else around except for some very obviously Jewish guy with his yarmulke and shit. And I asked him because I'd always been curious. I was like, you know, what's the significance of that? Like, why do Jewish people wear yarmulkes? Like, why is that such a ubiquitous thing? And he was like, oh, you know, it's to remind yourself. Yeah. Well, that might work for most people, but there's like, you know, you see kids wearing them. They have not developed the bald spot yet like you did when you were 10.
Right.
Right.
Pick that up, please.
You know. And they, God, what is, Louis, what did I say to him? What was the rest of the story?
You just asked him, what is the yarmulke for? And he said, to protect yourself from above.
To remind yourself. He said to remind yourself of things above you, and like God and shit like that. Remind yourself that there are things above you. And I was like what? Like bird shit?
Right? Low-hanging fruit.
Missing planes.
No, they're likely not above us anymore if they're missing.
Tracking devices.
Yes.
Missing black kids.
Drones.
I'm probably incredibly naive and idealistic, but what I'd like to believe is that in Never Neverland, there was an affirmative action initiative put into effect. So Peter Pan needed to kind of recruit a whole lot of black kids. That's why so many of them are missing.
When you say Peter Pan, do you mean Michael Jackson? Or like actually?
Well, I'm trying to stay away from like the whole molestation angle, so I'm going to have to say not Michael Jackson.
Okay, gotcha. Just clarifying.
Nobody said anything about Jesus, too.
About what?
Oh, Jesus, too.
Jesus Jews. What about Jesus Jews?
Well,
is that what makes them fly? It's not Tinkerbell's Tinkerbell's fairy dust. It's Jesus Jews.
You know how else did you get a kid to think that he was flying? Sprinkle some Jesus Jews in his face. Give him some Jesus Jews, and he'd believe anything.
Is that how you get your kids to think that they're flying when you throw them off a cliff?
No, I just give them Dramamine and give them real sleepy. Then I throw them off the cliff.
There you go.
That's horrible.
You know, Don King's second murder, he beat an employee to death.
Yes,
and he was pardoned by then-Governor Jim Rhodes of Ohio.
Yep.
With letters from